From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Mitt Romney is hoping to maintain his momentum heading into the South Carolina Republican primary after coming off the New Hampshire primary with a big lead. South Carolina voters go to the polls a week from Saturday, but as NPR's Lakshmi Singh reports from Manchester, New Hampshire, the former Massachusetts governor, who enjoyed significant support in the Northeast, is expecting to encounter rougher territory in the South.
The Romney campaign, buoyed by wins in Iowa and yesterday in New Hampshire, is hoping South Carolina delivers 3-for-3. Faced with even tougher competition from contenders vying for evangelical support, Mitt Romney cautioned in his victory speech against taking any vote for granted.
Tonight we celebrate, tomorrow we go back to work.
Yeah! Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, former Senator Rick Santorum, and Texas Governor Rick Perry, all of whom fared poorly here in New Hampshire, are hoping for a rebirth in the South. Curtis Gans is director of the Center for the Study of the American Electorate.
If Romney's going to be beaten in South Carolina and Florida, he's going to be beaten from the right, from Santorum or Perry or Gingrich.
Texas Congressman Ron Paul, who came in a distant second in New Hampshire, is still viewed as a long shot for the GOP nomination, and former Utah Governor John Huntsman, who came in third, faces a tough battle in convincing South Carolina voters who aren't crazy about Romney that he is the best alternative. Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Manchester, New Hampshire.
Another European country, Hungary, is worrying Eurozone finance ministers and bankers. The EU Monetary Affairs Commissioner says today that Hungary has taken no effective action to contain its deficit within sustainable levels set at 3% of economic output. The EU is threatening Hungary with sanctions. The financial world is already worried about finances in Spain and Italy. Many economists believe a major shock in the European economic system could have a noticeable effect on the U.S. job market and U.S. economic recovery. 10 years ago today, the first prisoners from the battlefields of Afghanistan touched down in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. As NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports, some of the original detainees are still on the island.
The 20 detainees who stumbled down the gangway of a C-141 10 years ago came from all over. Yemen, Sudan, Tunisia, Afghanistan. But there are three men in that original contingent who are getting particular scrutiny recently. They are former high-ranking Taliban members who are at the center of a discussion on whether they would be transferred out of Guantanamo to another prison. They would be moved as a goodwill gesture to kickstart peace talks with the Taliban. The discussions have only just started, and it's unclear whether 10 years after they arrived, the Taliban's Deputy Minister of Defense, Deputy Minister of Intelligence, and a high-ranking governor would get to leave. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
This is NPR News. The parents of a member of the Florida A&M University band who died in a hazing incident in November say they will sue the company that owns the bus where the hazing took place. Their attorney says the company knew or should have known that hazing was occurring on the bus. The bus company's owner says his staff did all it could to get help once a problem became known. The parents of Robert Champion Jr. also say that he was not killed solely because of his sexual orientation. Champion was said to have been gay. Mark Simpson of member station WMFE in Orlando reports an attorney for the family says Champion died because of a culture of hazing within the famed Marching 100 band.
Robert Champion Jr.'s family says their son had, quote, an alternative lifestyle, but that he resisted hazing in the FAMU band and was in line to become head drum major. Family attorney Christopher Chestnut says Champion's opposition to hazing led him to being attacked more severely instead.
This is not a hate crime. This is a hazing crime, and that's what we are here to say today. We want to make the record very clear that FAMU has a 50-year history, a culture in this band of hazing.
Champion was severely beaten and died in November after the Florida Classic football game in Orlando. The family is planning to sue a bus company that was operating the bus Champion was on when the attack occurred. For NPR News, I'm Mark Simpson in Orlando.
Eastern Seaboard residents should be ready for a big rainstorm today.
Expected to move pretty quickly towards the northeast, affecting parts of the Appalachians and a good part of the eastern U.S.
That's National Weather Service forecaster Bob Orovec. He says the storm is currently centered in the Mississippi Valley. He says it could dump more than an inch of rain in some places. I'm Paul Brown in Washington.